Maybe the princess would get off her high horse if she knew just how close her hot little ass had come to being blown to pieces. I reached into my pocket and withdrew the 11 small crushed pieces of metal. "You're welcome," I said, dropping them at her feet. She looked down, squinting at the fragments on the floor. "Just in case you're curious, I retrieved those from your apartment walls."
"My walls?"
She paused.
"That's why you dragged me out. That's why."
She swallowed hard as her face lost some of its color. Maybe now she'd realize that my apartment was a safe haven, not a prison.
"And this is my life now?"
she said, her voice once again an octave too high, while she motioned to the bullets on the floor. That wasn't the point I'd been trying to make. The point was, she was alive. She was safe. She was breathing. She was here.
"There are people shooting at me. Shooting at me because of you. That man. He wasn't after me. He was after you. If I'd never met you, he would never have known about me."
"What do you want me to do? Turn back time?" I clenched my jaw. She was right. It was my fault she'd been in danger. But none of this was my choice any more than it was hers.
"I want you to leave me alone. I want you to let me go, and I never want to see you again."
She glared at me, while her chest heaved with every deep breath.